Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
MST coordinator João Pedro Steadily analyzes coup d'etat against Dilma Rousseff and denounces neoliberal project within the Brazilian government. The 2018 elections will imply a war between the working class and the bourgeoisie, said the coordinator of the Landless World Workers Movement of Brazil, João Pedro Steadily, during the 16th meeting of agroecology held in Paraná State. In a speech before representatives of the Frente Brasil Popular, Steadily analyzed the economic rationale, the manipulation of information, and the counteroffensive of the dominant sectors in Brazil to explain the ousting of Dilma Rousseff of the Workers' Party. Steadily explained how the Frente Brasil Popular party is made up, led by the Landes movement itself, together with 60 national movements and organizations of the country even before the onset of this crisis. They, the bourgeoisie, already had control over the media with Globo. They also had control over the judicial branch, but they did not control Congress or the executive branch, so they invested millions of reais in the 2014 campaign and achieved a majority in Congress, which then allowed them to oust the president, said Steadily. Another goal with this coup is to realign Brazil's economy to that of the US, and the appropriation by private capital of the high profit rates which during Lula and Dilma's administration were used in social, education and health policies, he added. He also warned that the current administration, led by Michel Temer and his party, PMDB, together with media corporations and large industrial economic groups, is divided as if a football team had four coaches. A team with four coaches cannot win. Along these lines, Steadily said that next year elections will be the largest electoral campaign of the class struggle in Brazilian history. It will represent a war between the working class and the bourgeoisie. Maybe the only similar dispute in the history of Brazil was the election of Getúlio Vargas in the 50s. In the context of the intensification of the class struggle, Steadily considers former President Lula da Silva to be the symbol of the working class. Lula is bigger than the Workers' Party. He is a symbol and realization of the Brazilian working class. So the bourgeoisie hates Lula because he represents the entire class, said the leader, who also stated that the Workers' Party no longer holds the right to decide over Lula's nomination. The bourgeoisie can choose their own candidates. We already have ours. Steadily believes the former president cannot be in prison now due to the huge support by the Brazilian people. About this, he highlighted the many mobilizations scheduled to take place in Brazil against the privatizations promoted by Michel Temer's administration in key sectors of the state.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.